This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres agree on need to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Prime Minister Oli urges UN Chief to take initiative for climate justice to Nepal. President Ramchandra Pawar lauds transformative role of journalism in Nepal's political change and socio-economic development. And Sri Lankan election goes to historic second count as no single candidate wins more than 50% of vote. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe eliminated from the election. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres have discussed the need to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emission. In a meeting held at the UN headquarters in the lead up to the Summit of the Future and the 79th UN General Assembly today, Secretary General Guterres expressed his commitment to lobbying with the international community for compensating Nepal for the impact it has been having, including melting of its mountains due to climate change. He emphasized the need for intensive reform in the global order with a focus on reducing and preventing carbon emissions. In response, Prime Minister Oli urged the UN Secretary General to take the initiative to deliver climate justice to Nepal. He also requested to provide leadership positions to Nepal in the UN peacekeeping force, considering its notable contribution to maintaining international peace and security. The Prime Minister also thanked the United Nations and the international community for their concern in the recent avalanche in the Kumbh region of Nepal and shared that Nepal will soon host the Sagarmatha dialogue on the agenda of the Himalayan ecosystem. He also invited the UN Secretary General Guterres to join the dialogue. During the meeting, matters relating to enhancing Nepal-UN cooperation, including the promotion of least developed countries' interest in multilateral fora, were discussed. Prime Minister Oli is in New York to attend the 79th United Nations General Assembly, leading a Nepali delegation. President Ramchandra Pawar has commended the journalism sector of Nepal for its significant role in driving political change and fostering socio-economic development in the country. Speaking at a program to celebrate the 55th anniversary of Press Council Nepal today, President Pawar emphasized the necessity of free, impartial and responsible journalism to ensure the stability and strengthening of the federal democratic governance system. He also urged the Press Council to monitor digital media to combat the spread of misinformation. On the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, called on the media to exercise their right to press freedom in service of the nation and its people. He highlighted the government's commitment to updating communication-related laws to keep pace with changing times. During the event, President Pawar honored lawmaker Raghuji Panta and former members of the Press Council. Additionally, he presented the senior journalist honor to Radio Nepal's Deputy Executive Director Khagendra Khatri, Chief Reporter Pramod Kumar Singh Dahal and other journalists. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Pawar and the International Monetary Fund IMF's Deputy Director for Asia-Pacific region, Rupa Datta Gupta, held a courtesy-call meeting at the Ministry of Finance today. On the occasion, the IMF Deputy Director said Nepal's economy was found improving. According to Finance Minister Pawar's Secretariat, Datta Gupta is encouraged by reforms in the investment facilitation laws, execution of the revenue mobilization strategy and the implementation of various suggestions related to the economy. In the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Pawar said the government was carrying out works in a planned way for consolidating the economy. A person died in a jeep accident at Sunarpani of Manthali Municipality 5 in Ramechhap District today. Deputy Superintendent of Police in the district, Pradeep Kumar Singh, said 60-year-old Padma Maya Nepali from Manthali 4 died on the spot while 6 people were injured in the accident. The jeep was heading to Salu of Manthali 4 from Manthali. It fell 150 meters down from the road this afternoon. The Madhya Bhotikosi hydropower project of 102 megawatt capacity is generating power within a month, built by the subsidiary company of Nepal's Electricity Authority, NEA. Entire works of the project have reached the final stage, fixing the electric wire of 4 transmission line of the 220 kV single circuit transmission line is expected to complete within 2 weeks. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The fifth session of the Koshi Province Assembly has been prorogued. Koshi Province Speaker Amar Bahadur Brister read out a letter received from the office of Province Chief Parasuram Khapung proroguing the session as per the constitutional provision. The session that had commenced on the 13th of May ran for around 4 months, meeting 20 times. Radio Nepal has set up a breastfeeding and women's support room at its central office in Simhadarbar. The facility was inaugurated today by Radhika Aryal, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. During the inauguration, Secretary Aryal expressed confidence that fostering a women-friendly work culture would enhance performance. At the event, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amar Dhoz Lama remarked that creating a respectful workplace would generate positive energy, contributing to better work outcomes. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. For the first time in the country's history, Sri Lanka's presidential election has gone into a second round of counting after no single candidate won more than 50% of the vote. The Election Commission will now count voters' second and third choices for president. People were asked to mark up to 3 candidates in order of preferences during the election. According to the BBC, the first round, which saw the counting of people's primary choice of candidate, had Anura Kumara Dissanayake, a leftist politician, in the lead with 42.31%. Opposition leader Sajith Premadasa is in second place with 32.76%. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe won only 17% of the vote, putting him in the third place in the polling. To be declared the winner, Sri Lanka's election laws say that a candidate must win 50% plus a single vote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will take whatever action is necessary to restore security and return people safely to their homes along the Israel-Lebanon border. Addressing the escalating conflict with Hezbollah in a video statement on X, Netanyahu said the Iran-backed group had attacked Israel completely unprovoked since the 8th of October, forcing 60,000 Israelis to leave their homes along the border. The Israeli Prime Minister, as quoted by the BBC, said Israel cannot accept the wanton rocketing of its cities. Meanwhile, fighting back between Israel and Hezbollah intensified overnight, with both sides carrying out large cross-border strikes. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres agree on need to drastically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Prime Minister Oli urges UN Chief to take initiative for climate justice to Nepal. President Ramchandra Pawal lauds transformative role of journalism in Nepal's political change and socio-economic development. And Sri Lanka election goes to historic second count as no single candidate wins more than 50% of vote. Incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe eliminated from the election. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.